person. They argued so much until the Sefer Torah got ripped. That's how bad the argument got. For the Gemara, Korah, Sakadaita, could you say, Mamish, they ripped the Sefer Torah? Ella, Shenikra Sefer Torah. Yeah. It ripped by itself. Now, there's one older person there. That was his name. Omri said to Mahani, I wonder if this base of Knesset wasn't before this base of Avodah Zarah. In other words, that's why he had such a machlokes here. In other words, normally it's not nice to have a machlokes in the base of Medrash. So what did they mean to answer back to Rabbi Yochanan? That you also, it's not kedai to get angry at something that happens in the Beis HaMedrash. You see, if something got angry in the Beis HaMedrash, the Sabbath said, the older person said, it was Mestama, it was the Beis HaVodah Zarah before that. Because if it would have been a Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, you wouldn't have a Machlokes in the Beis HaMedrash. So Kermeg learns also, Rabbi Yochanan Mekisma, Harei Dein Lichois Al Devorim Hanas in the Beis HaMedrash. Like, it's not nice to get angry if something happens in the Beis HaMedrash. That's where they want to calm down Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Blazer said over his aloch in the base of Medrash, so it's not nice that you should be angry at him why he didn't mention your name. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't happy. He turned his head. He's goes for Chazar Rabbi Yochanan v'yomer. Rabbi Yochanan turned around his head and said, Hakidain mechavrei. Is there any tushkel to that maisit what happened to me over there? Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Yosi were two chaverim, two friends. So two friends, it's not nice to argue. You can't get angry with one another. But I'm his Rebbe. A Rebbe is allowed to get angry at his Talmud. Even in the base of Medrash, I can still be angry at him. So if Yechon said, I still have a right to be angry at my Talmud, how come he didn't mention my name? Is Nichnasu Lefon of Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi came in. Omele, he said like this. I'll be befaishu Rabbi Yechon. Baita, don't be angry with your Talmud, Rabbi Lezer. How come he didn't mention your name? Va'aksiv, the Pasuk says, Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe Avdoi kein tzivu Moshe es Yeshua. V'chi kol dibo v'dibo shoyo Yeshua yoshe v'derish hoyoyme kacha v'moshe. The Pasuk says, Mamash, whatever Yeshua did, it was the way Moshe told him. Does that mean that every single word Yeshua said, the Darshan, he said every single thing, this is the way Moshe told me? Avadi Yeshua didn't say every single word, this is what Moshe told me. So what's beyond the Pasuk that says that Yeshua did kasher tzivu Moshe? Ela Yeshua yoshe v'derish. Yeshua taka sat and dashed in the Torah. The Yoyde Makol, everybody understood, everybody knew, Shah Torah Shah Moshi. Everybody knew Moshe Rabbeinu was Yeshua's Rebbe. So everything Yeshua was saying over automatically understood came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though he didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name. As a Mela, Afata, you too, Rabbi Yechanan. Eliezer Yoshe Vedurish. Eliezer Yetalmud sat down, taka and dashed and said over Lachom. But the Hakol Yoyde Mishnah, everybody knows, Shah Torah Shalachwahi. That his Torah that he said over is from you. So Melo, don't be angry at him. It's not so fulfilled that he didn't say your name. Everybody knows it's in your name. His advice is, here Rabbi Yechon was Mekabel. Now Rabbi Yechon was Mekabel the Pius. And he said, Omelhem, Mifnei ma ein atem, yoidim l'ratzos keben idi chavreinu. His Rabbi Yechon had tied his back to Rav Sami, to Rav Ami and to Rav Asi. Like, how come you still don't know how to be Mephias as good as Rabbi Yaakov knew how to? And this is a good Pius. You should have right away told me this pasuk. I would have been happy right away. For Rabbi Yechon, for the Gemara, my kuli hai, the boy, the imrun, shemaitom shmei. Why was Rabbi Yechon so angry that Rabbi Blazer did not say over the halach in his name? What's so gefelich? So Gemara says, ta'av David bika shalei rachmin. Nein, even David also wanted such a thing. Gemara says, af David. David also wanted that it should be said over in his name. Shenema the Pasuk says, O Gura b'yoholcha oylamin. David wanted to live in the oil in the base of Medrash forever. Echa se b'seisa k'nefecha l'hoid under your k'nefecha. Sela, forever. For the Gemara, v'chiyol sa'adaito shal David shi'yachai v'kayin l'olamin. The David HaMelech have a havamina that he's going to live forever. That he said, O Gura b'yoholcha oylamin, I should live in your tents forever. Elo kachwa madon l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David meant to say. Ribbono shel olam, eska shiyah devorai ne'amorim v'bote knesiyos. I should be zoicha that people should say over my name, the halachis, v'bote midrashos. So that's what David HaMelech wanted. He wanted that when they say over the halachis, it should be said over in his name. And we'll soon see why. Shimon ben Nizira b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, kol Talmud Chacham shem yom dvar halacha mipiv. Any time that somebody living in this world says over halacha from a Talmud Chacham, even though the person was meiser ready, is tefasav roch shayis imay bekever. That Talmud Chacham's lips is like moving in his kever. So it's like he's still alive. So that's this chus, that if we say over halacha from a Talmud Chacham, from his name, when we mention his name, it's as if he's saying it now. So that's this big chus that tzaddikim wanted, that their halacha should be said over in their name. That's why Rabbi Yochanan wanted that Rabbi Lezer should say over the halacha in his name. Shenema the pasuk says, "Tichicha kiyein hatoyv, doivev sifsa yishonim." Is my just like regarding the yayin to divrei doivev sifsa yishonim. So it means divrei sifsa yishonim. We have before the mordashin, not yishonim but yishenim, people that learn that their mouths are moving. That my koymesh onov, just like you have this a barrel of wine. Zekivin shemniach adam etzpolov. As soon as you put your finger into the barrel of wine, miyad doiviv. Right away, all the wine starts to move, shake around. Is ashes sayim shal tzaddikim. The same thing by the lips of tzaddikim. Kivin shayimrim dvar halacha mipiyim. When we say over dvar halacha in their name, shal tzaddikim, is his sayim rachshosi mohev kever. Their lips are moving around in their kever. That's considered like they're still here. And that's probably the Gemara before. That Rabbi Shim said that tzaddikim don't need a matzeva on top of their kever. Because the Devrayim, that we say over their words, that keeps them alive. That's the Zichronim. That's mamash as if their lips are still moving now. Yeah. So tomorrow, Maiha no loy, what kind of no does he have? Is that we say over the Shmuel in his name, how much of our no does he have? What's the no that he has? Is Banizira Omar Kohodin Deshosik Kunditun. It's like somebody drinking Kunditun, a very nice sweet drink. There's a tremendous hanor they have, tremendous enjoyment. Trashi Kovnedo Koishel Dvash Im Yain Papolim. A drink that has honey, has wine, papolim, Gishmaka drink. That's how much enjoyment they have. Reb Yitzchok Omar Kohodin Deshosik Chomer Otik. Like somebody drinking old wine that's also Gishmak. So, Afagab Deshosik Late Time of Bapume. Even though he's drinking it, the taste is still in his mouth. So the Karbonator says, what's the chilukim? Afagash for over zman, even though a time passed away already, Masha Sos said, either when he drank, Adayin Tama Bepiv, still the taste is in your mouth. If he drank just old wine, the taste stays a long time. This is the difference in the two Tzurutzim here. Man Diyoma command the Shosa Kundis, in the first Man Diyoma they drank this Geshmaka drink. Beinon Nami Shosa Meisim Toiv in Berlam Azir. The tzaddikim had to be tzaddikim that not only taught us learning, but they also did ma'isim tovim in this world. Just like kunditin is not only wine, it has honey and other papalim, other spices in there. That means the tzaddikim had a bit of doing ma'isim tovim also. Avlamiras halacha l'chud, just that he taught us halacha is leim honey. That would not help for him that when we say over the halacha, as if his mouth is moving. Avaman diyama command the shosi cham rotik. But the second one, the other, says as if he drank old wine. It's enough that wine means just halach itself. If the person was a Talmud Chacham that he taught us halachas, even though he doesn't have so much ma'isim tovim, still when we say over the halacha in his name, he allows his chus that's the source of doivos bekever. It's as if he's still talking. So the Gemara, Rav Gidel Omar, ho'imesh shmua b'shem oimrei. If you say over halacha and you say it over in the name of the person that taught it to you. Is Yira Baal Shmua Kiloimel Lenegdoi. When you mention his name, you should consider it, you should feel as if that person is mamash in front of you. Is that the way to learn Torah, really, in front of your Rebbe? Shenema, the person says, Ach Betzelem Yishalachish. You should go with a Tzelem means always have the picture of your Rebbe in front of you. He says, Yira Baal Shmua Kiloimel Lenegdoi. When he's mentioning this Talmud Chacham's name, feel as if he's in front of you. Shaydei Kain, because you feel as if he's there, Yagad Adover Aloifnei, you'll say it the right way. The Iker HaLimud MeRabbi, the Iker way you learn from a Rebbe is, Periyas Ponin, if you see your Rebbe's face. The Echsiv, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu Einecha Royas Esmerecha, that you should see your Rebbe when you're learning. Here also, when you're saying over his Halacha, you should feel as if he's there in front of you. It will help you to say it over the right way. So more Echsiv, a Pasuk in Mishlei says, Rav Adam Yikra, a big person will be called Ishkastai. That means Zer Shakulodim, that's a normal people. But the Ish Emunim Miyimtza, where do you find the person that's called an Emunim? Zer Reb Zera. This is Rab Zeira. So he says, Siv Rav Adam, Zer Shakul Adam, Rache Prushi, Rav Bin Ayodah, most people, Yikrish Tarosai, I'll say over Shmua heard that this, that Rabbi Yechon said this, I'll say it over the name of Rabbi Yechon. V'yeina makpid loina v'shem maimri. That's one shot. I'll say over the halacha, and I'm not makpid to say it over in whose name it was. Lishnach min, another pshat is, harav shabodim kloima, mishu godo b'terah, a big person, yikro kol ish v'yish, teras chesed, shoya l'shoinoi, sheyeinu shmues mishmoi, v'pi ha-shmua b'vad, kein pirish v'yofem, marsh rishin irli. The second pshat is that I'll say it over, I heard over, Rabbi Yechon said like this. As even though I'm not sure, I didn't hear myself Rabbi Yochanan said this, just other people told me Rabbi Yochanan said this, so now that I heard from other people, I'll say over Rabbi Yochanan said like this. That's a normal people. Vashenken, Ishemunim, that's a special person, that's Rabbi Zira. That he never said over anything unless he was 100% sure that person said it. If he stam heard over Rabbi Yochanan said something, he wouldn't say the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Only if he was sure, he know himself that Rabbi Yochanan said it. The Yom Rabbi Zira said, we don't have to listen too carefully to the halacha that Rav Sheshes tell us. When he tells us, Rabbi Yechon, somebody said the halacha, to Gavra Mischa, because he was blind, Rav Sheshes. Since he was blind, when he heard over the Shmua, he was not sure exactly who said it. He thought maybe it was Rabbi Yechon because he heard his voice. But since he was blind, he didn't know for sure who it was. Therefore, Ziri was so makbid that if a blind person like Rav Sheshes would tell him, Rabbi Yochanan said this, he wouldn't believe him, it's not enough. Like, how do you know for sure it's Rabbi Yochanan? You didn't see him, maybe it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Ziri was makbid never to say over anything in a person's name unless he was sure he said it. So to Kovnader, Zez Rabbi Zera, Sheinu Oimei Shmua B'Shem Adam Elim Kein Nisamas Loi Mishamra. He wouldn't say over in somebody's name unless he was sure that person said it. Hochigasin, Yom Rabbi Zera, Lesson on Tzrichim Choshin Shmaita Rabbi Sheshes. V'chein Yavei Prepare Kama the Shabbos. Because he was Shashenos Sumas, because he was blind. Right. Omala Rab Zeva la Rabasi. So Rab Zeva to ask Rabasi, Chochem Rebbe la Bar Pasio, the Yatoma Shmaitito Mishmei. Has Rab Zeva heard over that Rabasi was saying over the name of Bar Pasio? So he asked him, do you know this person about Pasio that he's saying over Lochan in his name? No, Rav Zeira was makbid, don't say over something in that person's name unless you're sure he said it. Omalei Rabbi Yechonin, Omra Mishmei. He told me, I heard over the name, Rabbi Yechonin told me that Rapasi said it. Omalei Rabbi Zeira Rabasi, Chochom Rabbi Lerav. So another kasha, Rabbi Zeira asked Rabasi, do you know Rav? The Yat Omar Shmaititor Mishmei, that you're saying over Allah in the name of Rav? Like, did you see Rav? Omalei, so Rabasi answered back to Rabbi Zeira, Rav Adam Rav Omra Mishmei. True, I didn't hear from Rav myself. Rav Adam Rav told it over to me in the name of Rav. So I call upon him, you see how makbid Ziri was, that before he said over a shmait in somebody's name, he made sure to know that person said it. He's very medagdic to make sure he knew exactly who said it, and to make sure that person really said it. So the Gemara, Ein Dor, Shein Boy, Leitzonim, Kedarish of David. That there was no generation that had so many jokers like the Dor of David, by David HaMelech. Maho Yaprutse Adoroisin. What are the fruits and the bad people that do to David HaMelech? Ho Yehol Chenetzel Chalonesav, Shel David. He used to go to David HaMelech windows. Oymrlo, they would say to him, David, David, Eimo Sayivna Beis HaMikdash. When will the Beis HaMikdash be built? In other words, they meant to say, when are you going to die already? Because it said, the Navi said over already, that David's not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, but your son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that your son Shlomo, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Leitzonim went to David HaMelech and said, like, when are you going to die already, so we can already have the Beis HaMikdash? When are we going to be able to go into the Beis Hashem? That's what the people were telling David HaMelech. David HaMelech said, even though these people mean to get me angry, if it comes to me, still when I heard these things, still I was happy. Kefart, I was happy the fact that Klai so wants the Beis HaMikdash to be here. He said, David HaMelech was still happy, even though the people were telling him, like, you die already, we should have the Beis HaMikdash. Still, he was happy that the people wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be here. The Pasuk says, V'ayu ki'imlu yomecha, v'shachav tesevasecha. Shem said about David HaMelech, like, you're not going to die because these people want you to. You'll only die after yomal yomecha, when you have a full lifetime, the full 70 years. Is Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu David? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, Yomim Shleimim Ani Mein Lecho. I'm counting a complete 70 years to give you. V'lo yomim chaserim, klum, and I won't take you away earlier. Shloimai b'necho yivne beis hamikdash. True, like the people are saying, you should die already, that your son Shloimai Melech come to build the beis hamikdash. Elo lahakrev kabonis sibur. Like, what's the need to have the beis hamikdash? What is Shloimai Melech going to do there? He's going to bring kabonis sibur. So Hashem said, chobiv olai, tzedoko mishpat sha'toyser, I have more nachas ruach from you, David HaMelech, your tzedakah mishpat that you're doing. In other words, I want you to stay alive. It's more dear to you, your life, than yoyse min hakorban. More than it'll be with the Beis HaMikdash, that there'll be kabonis there. Shenemar, oyse tzedakah mishpat, nivchal Hashem mizovach. That Hashem chooses better tzedakah mishpat, more than a zovach, more than kabonis. So that's what Hashem answered back to David HaMelech, like, don't worry, because they want the Beis HaMikdash, but Hashem wants you more. Hadir alecha mitzar fishkolim. So the Mishnah. Vishloisha prokim bashona. 3 times of the year, toimim meshalishcha. The desdin goes into the lishcha, that's this room where they put all the machzor shekel from the whole Klal Yisrael. And 3 different times of the year, does desdin take out, we'll soon see, with 2 buckets, with 3 baskets full, they take out the money. They make the truma shalishcha. Befrois Pesach. It's 15 days before Pesach. Befrois Hatzeres. 15 days before Shavuos. Befrois Echag. 15 days before Sukkot. Vehein gronois shel maisa behema. Now these 3 times have the same halacha, it's called a gurin for maisa behema. Divrei Rabbi Akiva ben Azai. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is what Rabbi Akiva holds. In other words, by maisa behema it's like this. When you have 10 animals that are born to you, new ones, you have to take off maisa behema. The halacha is, before you take off maisa behema, you're allowed to really use your animals and sell them and do what you want with it. Whenever you come to take off, if you have the 10, then you'll take off. But with the Rabbanan, though, there are special zmanim when you're supposed to take off Maisa Behemah. These 3 times. It's on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and 15 days before Shavuos, and on 15 days before Sukkot, that's the time when you're supposed to take off Maisa Behemah. That's called Gronos LaMaisa Behemah. He says, Gimel Prokem Elu, Hen Gimel Gronos Shomaisa Behemah, Shezmanim Elu Kovu Chachomim. The Chachamim has put away these special 3 times of the year, Lasser HaBehemah, to give off Maisa Behemah, 1/10 of your animals. Shenodu are the new ones that were born to you that year. The same way you put your tefuah in a gurin, in the silon, in the warehouse, is kaveya to give off truma. So ma'aser is kach zman emelum kavuyas lesser abheima shenodu. At this time now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now it's oster to use your animals until you take off ma'aser beima, and you can eat them at shiyasim until you take off ma'aser beima. Abu koydim aperik, but before it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, muter lochlo, you're allowed to eat your animals. Afa pishlei isra, even though you didn't take off ma'aser beima. Obetam shekav chamim, we'll soon see why they gave these 3 zmanim. That's what the Kiva holds. That these 3 zmanim that goes for machzor shekel also applies at the same time of ma'aser beima.
Yeah, benazai oimer b'esrim v'tisha ba'adir. He holds note that one of the times for the gronos of ma'aser beima is the 29th day of Adar. In other words, he holds that the chodesh Adar is always called a chaser. Therefore, 15 days before Pesach always comes out on the 29th day of Adar. Or b'yechod b'sivan, he holds not 15 days before Shavuos, but rather only on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that's the time to give Ma'aser Behemah. Uviyestam v'tisha b'av, and the 29th day of Av, not 15 days before Sukkot, but rather the 29th day of Av, like we'll soon see, because Benazah Shittur is that the whole Chodesh Elul has a suffix, what din does it have? And therefore you take off Ma'aser Behemah by itself, like we'll soon see later. Now, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon Oimrim, they both say that the Zmanim are like this, the 3 Zmanim of Ma'aser Behemah. B'yechod b'nisan, B'yechod b'sivin, and b'chof tes belul. They hold no, the whole elul is also included in the last year. For lomu amru b'chof tes belul, v'loy amru b'yechod b'tishrei. Why did they say this lashon of the 29th day of elul? Why didn't they say in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei already? V'vnei shu yomtiv, because that's Rosh Hashanah. V'yev shalaseh b'yomtiv, you're not going to take off ma'aser behemah on yomtiv. I call upon him the rabbonin. Lefikach, therefore, hekdimu b'chof tes belul. Therefore, they said, take it off better on the 29th day of elul. Yeah, Gemara says, Omer Rav Avuha, Kol hein datzninim pros palga. Hey, the word pros always means half. Half of what? Palga delam medyoyim. Half of 30 days. What does 30 days have to do here? That koydim lemoyit shedarshin vilchoysev. That 30 days before Yom Tov, you're supposed to start darshning about the lochas of the Chag. So half of that time, 15 days before that, that's the zman when Bezin took off the maskus hashekel, the trumas halishcha, and who adin, that's the zman for gronas of shomayse behema. Yevehen gronos, zok the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechanan.
Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Nifnei Shem Pirkeleida. These times are made for Maisa Beima, because these are the times when the animals give birth. He says, a Pirkeleida, Korbeneida, Hoditnan Vein Gronas La Maisa Beima, Haino Tanufish, Bismanam Alolon, these times, Habemus Yoldis. Shiais Behemus of Bakira, some Behemus give birth early, Kaidim Pesach. The Yesh Behemus Shemacheris, a little bit later, Adbeina Pesach Lateris, up until Shvuas. And let go, some go even later, until Chesukis. So these are the time when the animals give birth. We have Achov, we have Tanchum Barchia, the Shem of Shuban Levi, Kidei Shetia HaBehema Metsuya Lele Regolim. The reason why this first set take off Maisa Behema, like 15 days before Pesach is, because usually the people don't eat or sell their animals until they first take off Maisa Behema. Since we could do it way before, people will do it way before, and then they'll go and sell or shech their animals, and there won't be anything left for either Regolim for Pesach. Therefore, they said, no, don't use your animals until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the time to take off Truma, to take off Maisa Behema. And after Maisa Behema, that's when you go to sell them, so there won't be so much time between now and Pesach, so there'll be animals around for Pesach. Like he says, Kleish Teh Behemus Lulav Golem, Techivon Dein Zman Leifer Behemus, Ad Peresa Regolim, Meshoye Inshi Behemtum, people will leave over their animals, Ad Oysa Zman until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And people won't shecht it before that, because usually you don't use it until you first give off Maisa Behema. That's the reason why Baruch Kaveya these manim, like right before the Yom Tov. Today that the animals should be around B'Shas Yom Tov, you'll have either animals to bring Kabonis with, or else you'll have animals to Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov with. Omer Reb Yudin, the Lo Yovel Vei Bal Tachar. Another reason is we wanted to take off Maisa Behema right before Yom Tov. Today you go early regal and you bring the Maisa Behema with you to the Kohen to bring it for carbon, that you won't be over Baal Tacher. Because if you don't bring it now, like you'll forget about it maybe, and you'll be over the Yisr Baal Tacher. But Tacher means when you have a carbon you have to bring, if you wait a while, you're over this lava Baal Tacher, not to wait with it. Omer Rab Yosi, Kol HaMashah Tivloi Oivu Baal Tacher. If you take leave over your Maisa, Tivloi here means the Maisa Behema, you're over the lava Baal Tacher. Whereas Baal Tacher also goes on Maisa Behema. Like the Takan Karton says, Baal Tachar says, Shagam al Maisa Behema, Oivram al Baal Tachar. Even on Maisa Behema also there's a slab of Baal Tachar. Because Ashinim Rosh Hashanah, Lekach Tiknu Sheyasir, Samach L'Regel, that's why the Rabbanan said there's a man to take off Maisa Behema right before the Regolim, to Yovel Yushlayim V'Yolos L'Regel. Today you'll bring your carbon with you right away to Yushlayim, and you won't be over Baal Tachar. So the Gemara Tamon Taninin, we learned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Reb Meir Weimer, the Echod Be'elol Rosh Hashanah.